From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani demands Pakistan crack down on the Taliban. Mr. Ghani's demands follow a car bomb explosion near Kabul Airport. The attack killed 5 civilians and wounded 16. A Taliban spokesman said the attack targeted what he called foreign occupation forces. 2 suicide bombings in Iraq's eastern Diyala province killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens late Monday. One attack happened near the provincial capital, Baquba, when a car bomb exploded in a marketplace. A second car bomb blew up at a checkpoint east of the city. 2 women are suspected in an assault on a U.S. consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. One of the injured in a gunfight with police and is in custody, while the second remains at large. A leftist organization claimed responsibility. Racially troubled Ferguson, Missouri is tense Monday night after a protest marking the 1-year anniversary of the shooting death of Michael Brown ended with gunshots and the wounding of another black teenager. The threat of renewed violence hung in the air as officials declared a state of emergency in the town. During the afternoon rush hour, protesters blocked an interstate highway, leading to an unspecified number of arrests. Prosecutors have filed 10 charges against an 18-year-old suspect accused of shooting at a car before police officers returned fire and critically wounded him. Kenya and Uganda have agreed on the route for a pipeline that will carry crude oil from Uganda to the Kenyan coast. The pipeline will run for about 1,500 kilometers. The decision was announced Monday after talks between Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta in the Ugandan capital. This is